From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. BP executive Doug Suttles pretty much said it all after his company announced its so-called top-kill approach to cap the oil spill in the Gulf did not work.
This scares everybody, the fact that we can't make this well stop flowing, or we haven't succeeded in that so far.
NPR's Richard Harris reports BP has given up on its effort to stuff a broken well at the sea bottom with heavy mud and debris and is moving on to its next plan to top the flow of oil.
BP says it tried the top kill procedure three times over the past several days. Each time, the oil company injected a huge slug of heavy fluid called drilling mud down into the runaway well. The hope was this mud would have enough force to push back against the onrushing oil and gas. No luck. So now BP is preparing a device they're calling the Lower Marine Riser Package. First, unmanned subs will cut off the bent-over pipe that's bolted to the top of the blowout preventer. Then the Lower Marine Riser Package will be lowered on top of it. It's supposed to capture the oil and gas spewing from the well and pipe it to the surface. BP says it could take 4 days to install this new device, and cutting the pipe will actually increase the flow of oil and gas into the Gulf. By how much, nobody knows, but BP says it hopes by no more than about 10%. Richard Harris, NPR News.
It's been 6 weeks since the offshore oil rig exploded in the Gulf of Mexico. Flooding and heavy downpours from Agatha, the first tropical storm of the season, has left at least 12 people dead, forcing thousands to flee their homes in Guatemala and southern Mexico. Officials say more landslides caused by the storm could occur today. The leaders of China, Japan, and South Korea have ended a two-day summit, declaring the torpedo that attacked a South Korean ship in March poses a threat to peace and stability in the region. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Seoul that China, North Korea's main ally, did not join other nations in blaming Pyongyang for the incident.
South Korea and Japan are united in their belief that the attack on the South Korean ship Cheonan was carried out by a North Korean submarine. They hope to persuade China to see it their way, but after a weekend summit in South Korea, China still was not willing to criticize North Korea. The Chinese premier, Wen Jiabao, would only say avoiding conflict on the Korean peninsula was the most urgent goal. The attack on the Cheonan left 46 sailors dead. 10 days ago, South Korea released the results of an international investigation that concluded North Korea was to blame. Since then, North Korea has threatened all-out war if South Korea took any retaliatory steps. South Korea says it intends to bring the issue to the UN Security Council in the coming days. The Chinese premier said both sides should seek to lessen tension and avoid further conflict. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.
A disagreement over pay and working conditions at British Airways continues to linger, leading to a new 5-day strike by its cabin crew. The airline says flights to and from Heathrow, one of Europe's busiest hubs, will be affected. But the carrier says it can operate more than half of its services because more employees than anticipated have crossed the picket line. This is NPR. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian activists on seven ships are gearing up to set sail from international waters off the coast of Cyprus for the Gaza Strip today. It's moving one step closer to a showdown with Israel. Officials there warn they will stop the flotilla from reaching the blockaded area. Organizers say the ships should arrive in Gaza tomorrow. Thousands of demonstrators turned out yesterday in Arizona for two rallies on Arizona's controversial immigration law. Peter O'Dowd of member station KJZZ reports the first rally drew protesters opposed to the new crackdown, but the second rally was altogether different.
The day started with more than 10,000 people marching through the streets of downtown Phoenix in 90-degree weather. They were unified in protest against the state's strict new immigration law. Then, a few hours later, a response. Several thousand people gathered in support of the law. Some traveled from Florida, Washington, and Texas. Atlanta radio personality Larry Wax energized the crowd by criticizing the Obama administration for failing to protect the country's borders.
Can you hear us, Mexico? This land is my land, not your land.
Protesters on both sides did have one thing in common. They repeatedly said they were willing to vote for change if Washington doesn't address immigration policy. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Phoenix.
The Chicago Blackhawks beat the Philadelphia Flyers 6-5 in the opening game of hockey Stanley Cup Finals. It was a wild ride with the team in the lead changing five times. Chicago is seeking its first Stanley Cup since 1961. Game 2 is set for Monday night in Chicago. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.